And the gopis were searching for Lord Krishna. And then they noticed that as they were entering deeper and deeper and deeper into the forest, that Krishna most probably did not want to be seen or met by them. And by searching and going deeper in the forest, in fact, they would drive Krishna deeper into the forest, and that was intolerable for them. So they went back to the Jamuna on the white sandy beach where the full moon made a very, very nice impression, and they sang songs of separations which are known as the Gopi Gita. And then they engaged in Harinam Sankirtan, in the chanting of Krishna's holy name, which eventually pulled Krishna from the forest of Vrindavan into their midst. So when the devotees who are organizing this daily Bhagavatam class were in contact with me, I said, can I please pick a verse which is, in my opinion, suitable for this full moon day of the month of Kartik, the final day? And they said, yes, yes, you take the verse which you feel is most appropriate. And I thought, it is most appropriate for all of us who have come to Vrindavan in the hopes of becoming more Krishna conscious to hear something about being separated from Krishna and calling out for Krishna. We are certainly not as exalted as the gopis who called out a song of separation for Krishna. But we as sadhakas, those who practice Krishna consciousness in the material world, have this little thing in common. We feel also separated from Krishna. We feel our life will not be successful without his presence in our life. So we also can best approach Krishna with a feeling of separation. Where are you? Please come. So therefore I have chosen this verse. Now I have one little member in my audience, actually two, who I don't know if I can reach them intellectually this morning. You are the mother. When you see they get too restless, you will have to engage them somewhere else. Yes? Promise? I will look at you with a glance of fire if you don't do it. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jayate Tedikam Janmaja Braja. Jayate Tedikam Janmana Braja. Shrayata Indira Shashvat Atrahi. daita drishyatam dikshutavakas, daita drishyatam dikshutavakas, tvaitrita savas tvam vichinvate, tvaiti devatas tvam vichinvate, jayati tedikam janmana braja, jayati tedikam janmana braja, shrayata indira shashvat atrahi, shayati indira shashvat atrahi, daita drishyatam dikshutavakas, daita drishyatam dikshutavakas, tvaitrita savas tvam vichinvate, tvaindisatvava tvam vichinvate. Okay, I will now try to read the whole verse in one go, and then together we will chant the whole verse. Jayate tedikam janmana braja, shrayata indira shashvat atrahi, daita drishyatam dikshutavakas, tvaidrita shavas tvam vichinvate, jayate tedikam janmana braja, shrayata indira shashvat atrahi, daita drishyatam dikshutavakas, tvaitrita savas tam vichinvate. And can someone please sing this verse? Nam janmana braja, shrayate indiyam shashvat atrahi, daita desyata desyata vacham, tvaiti na samatam vichinva. Please allow me to go directly to the word by word translation. Gopya uchuhu. The gopis said, Jayati is glorious. Te, your, adikam, exceedingly, janmana, by the birth, brajaha, the land of Braj, shrayate, is residing, Indira, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, Shashvat, perpetually, Atra, here, he, indeed, Doita, O beloved, Drishyatam, may you be seen, Dikshu, in all directions. Tavakaha,
your devotees.
Tvayi,
for your sake.
Drita,
sustained.
Asavaha,
their life heirs.
Tvam,
for you.
Vichinvate,
they are searching.
Translation.
So once again, the context, the gopis search for Krishna at the beginning of the rasa dance. Krishna has left them and they are now knowing well that they can't find Krishna if he doesn't want to be found. They are now at the banks of the Jamuna and they are singing these songs to Krishna, songs from their heart which will attract the Lord to come. The gopis said, O beloved, your birth in the land of Braj has made it exceedingly glorious. And thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you. So please, show yourself to us. Purport. Those who are familiar with the art of chanting Sanskrit verses will be able to appreciate the especially exquisite Sanskrit poetry of this chapter. Specifically, the poetic matter of the verses is extraordinarily beautiful. And also, for the most part, in each line, the first and seventh syllables begin with the same consonant as do the second syllables of all four lines. So my dear devotees, well familiar with the art of chanting Sanskrit verses, please will you try again all together now.
Jayate te dikam janmana braja shrayata indira shashvat atrahi daita drishyatam dikshutavakar tvaiditasavas tvam vichinvate.
Wonderful. Translation. O beloved, O Krishna, your birth in the land of Braj has made it exceedingly glorious. And thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here, Atra, here. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives just for you. We have been searching everywhere for you. So please, show yourself to us. Kindly chant with me the pranam prayers to Srila Prabhupada.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Evishesha Shunyavani Laskatya Desatarine. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta.
Tata Namostu Te Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Anamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Treta Gadara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare.
One more time, as if you really mean it.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. With great happiness, I'm noticing so many wonderful Vaishnavas who are here at the most sacred place in the universe at the last day of the most auspicious month of the year. This month is like a monsoon flood of blessings, and all of you are here to receive these blessings of Srimati Radhika, the presiding deity of this Ulja month. She is known as Kartika Devi, that is the goddess of the month of Kartik, and is very, very inclined of those who perform service here in her sacred dham. Therefore, I bow down with honored reverence before you who have been here either the entire month or part of the month and done valuable services. This is very wonderful to see. I'm also very, very excited to be in the home temple, the house of my father, Srila Prabhupada, and see his rooms in the Samadhi Mandir, where he is vibrant with his ongoing presence. And I hope that what comes out of my mouth today will give pleasure to his ears and find his, and hopefully bring a smile to his face. I'm also very, very, very honored by my exalted God brothers who sit here like roses in the field of gardenias. So it is very wonderful. So with your permission, I will now start to speak. You will be a little surprised. I will change my style now, and I will try to shake you a little bit. Hare Krishna. So the theme of this verse is searching everywhere for you, Krishna. And doing so in a mood of separation. We as devotees are meant to search for Krishna. In one sense, he is very, very close. He sits in our heart. But in yet another sense, for many of us, he appears to be distant because our vision is still clouded with ignorance and anattas. However, when a devotee searches for Krishna in the holy Dham, that is, in Krishna's own home, in Radha's own home, the chances for him to actually come in contact with Krishna in some way or another are very, very high, especially in the sail-out month, the sail-out months of Kripa, of mercy, the month of Kartik. After a long period of separation, and there is a reason for this, that when one searches for Krishna in Vrindavan, or searches for Radha in Vrindavan, one is likely to be very successful. There's a reason for this. The reason is a very strong blessing from Srimati Radhika. It's a blessing which we will find in one of the works of Rupa Goswami. There, after a long period of absence from Krishna, Radha finally becomes reunited with Krishna. And Krishna, knowing very well that Radha suffered terribly in his absence, gives her a boon. He says, "Ask for any blessing which you want to obtain." Now, you would think that Srimati Radharani, in this state, you know, being totally pale in her face from suffering the separation from Krishna, would ask for a blessing which would be for her own sake. Srimati Radharani asked for another blessing. She asked for a blessing to all the devotees who search for Krishna. And Krishna has no other choice than say, "Tatastu, I fulfill your blessing." Would you like to hear what Radha asks from Krishna?
Yes.
Why? I think you should have a reason. Because you are searching for Krishna and you need to find him in some way or another. What this phrase means, I will explain a little later in the lecture. This is what Radha says. "O Krishna, kindly bless all those who have abandoned everything, but the hope, the asha matram, the hope of attaining you, to remain steadfastly committed to residence in the region of Mathura, which is filled with intense sweetness. O Lord of Gokula, you must show these souls friendship and reveal yourself to them in your form of a charming cowherd boy." So Radha says, "O Krishna, bless those who are here in this region of Mathura, the Vrindavan area. See, they have given up everything and they are only having one hope, one asha, that is to attain you. Please bless them that they will find you. You must reveal yourself to them." And Krishna, he says, "Tatasti, may your blessing, may your request be fulfilled." So there is a blessing hovering over Vrindavan. It's a blessing which is like a big cloud. It's in the atmosphere. and it wants to descend the water in this cloud, the water of Kripa. It's a Kripa Sindhu, an ocean of mercy, which is just here in the atmosphere. It comes to all those who have the hope to get a new dhoti in Loi Bazaar. No. It comes to those who have the hope to attain Krishna. Do you have this hope, or have you given up on this hope already? I sometimes feel those who enter into a big institution like ours, which does a lot of welfare in spreading Krishna consciousness, forget that they need to become Krishna conscious first. And they somehow give up on the hope. They say, yes, we hear that by chanting Hare Krishna and by doing devotional service, we can attain love of Godhead. But this is something for those who are old, or this is something for those who are naive. Let's be real, this doesn't work. I sometimes feel that inside our own little lives, we have given up that eagerness, which is the life force of a devotee, this asha, this hope, and are just somewhere else with our mind, not really present-minded, but absent-minded, spaced out, not spaced in. We need to space in to the heart, where the soul is, which is obsessed with a hope, which is only alive because of this hope of again being connected with Krishna in bhakti yoga. Yes, in bhakti. This hope is never to be given up. If this hope or this eagerness is leaving our soul, it means we have given up the hope for life, for spiritual life. You know, for people who are ill, there is no danger as long as they have the hope to become healthy. In the same way, for conditioned souls who have turned their face away from Krishna and become facing the material side, the Maya side, there is really no danger if they still have the hope that they will attain Krishna, or the eagerness. But if this eagerness or hope leave the conditioned soul, it's like if a patient loses the will to live. And no doctor in the universe, no movement in the universe, no spiritual master can help someone who has given up the hope to become Krishna consciousness, the willingness. Srila Prabhupada has given us a very nice analogy of a fallen soul, which will make clear why you have to be alive with the hope. He said that we are souls happily dancing in the fire of Krishna. This means, actually I have in one of my notebooks a quote, happily dancing with Krishna in the rasa dance. He says this in Hawaii. But we have left Krishna, or some of us are not in this dance. We are now in the material world. The quote goes like this: we are sparks from the spiritual world. We have fallen into the material world. And my dear devotees, Prabhupada continues, if you stay in the material world and stay in the material atmosphere, you will be extinguished like a spark who falls away from the fire into water, a puddle of water. And it makes putt-putt. Prabhupada said, putt-putt. And then, after putt-putt, you become coal, black, charcoal. But if these souls who have fallen have now this asha, this fire of hope, I will become Krishna conscious, then they are like sparks with light, and then can join again Krishna in the big, big fire in the rasa dance. This without this inner fire, this inner fire of hope, you are like a spark who is extinguished, who has no fire, no light, no life, nothing, and becomes charcoal. You may wash yourself 3 times a day and put very luminous tilak on your forehead. If you don't have the hope in your heart, you are a piece of dark coal. Coal, huh? Charcoal. Charcoal, charcoal. When you come close to charcoal, you become also dark. Become alive. Become a dancing spark who is alive with this asha, this hope, searching for Krishna. And then you will see miracles in this life. I would like to now give you a little illustration of Narada Muni's life, a very, very nice pastime, which I told at the beginning of the month of Kartik, and I made a vow I will tell it at the end of the month of Kartik, and I will tell it differently, with different emphasis. So, Narada Muni, great Bhakta, had heard that Krishna performs wonderful pastimes here in Vrindavan, the rasa dance. And he wanted to see. He wanted to be a witness. So he went to Lord Shiva and he said, Shiva, can you help me to become a witness of Krishna's glorious pastimes in the land of Braj? And Shiva, he was sitting on the bank of the Yamuna, and he said, I'm also still trying. But what I can do is I can give you a very first-class mantra, which will purify your heart so that you will be able to have this darshan of Lord Krishna. And I give you one tip. Stay in the land of Braj. Do your spiritual practice here and try to get in contact with Vrinda Devi. The bell rings. Try to get in contact with Vrinda Devi. That's what the bell tells us at the moment. Don't search for Krishna directly. You need to search for those who are dear to Krishna. So Narada Muni came to Vrindavan, and began to search. And after a long time in Brahmakund, he actually found Brinda Devi. She was together with a few other gopis discussing the arrangements which were to be made for Krishna's upcoming pastime of dancing with the gopis. And Narada Muni said, I come on the order of Lord Shiva. Are you Vrinda Devi? Yes. I would like to have the darshan of Krishna. Oh, said Vrinda Devi. It's not so easy. It's not so easy. And we are very busy at the moment. I give you a little tip. Stay in Vrindavan and try to come into this mood of the gopis, of a separation, calling with a great hope for Krishna. And then she just dismissed him. We have something very important to discuss now, how to make good garlands, etc. So in Begum was a great Narada Muni, yes, author of Narada Bhakti Sutras. Went to Vrindavan for a long time. He searched. And after some time, finally, he came into this mood which also our Gauranga Mahaprabhu preached and our Prabhupada teached them. Don't try to find Krishna, but you know, search for Krishna, the separation, this vipralamba seva, this is important. This is how we can attain everything. And after some time, Vrinda Devi came on her own. She found Narada Muni and said, Narada Muni, you want to have the darshan of Radha and Krishna? Yes, yes, said Narada Muni. Vrinda Devi said, you have one problem. Oh, after so many years, still problems. Yes, heart is okay, but your concept is not right. You think you are a man. It's very problematic. You cannot enter that rasa like that. Come with me. And she took the crying Narada Muni to the northwestern corner of the Kushum Sarova. Who has seen the Kushum Sarova lake? Let me see. Oh, this is a good number of you. Who has not seen the Kushum Sarova? This is a smaller number of you. Try to see. It is easy to locate. So there she took Narada Muni. Narada Muni took a bath, and when he came out, he was a she. Naradi, the gopi Naradi, yes. And Brinda Devi took her to take the darshan of Radha and Krishna. She was now ready. And after Krishna received Naradi and said, very well, here is our rasa dance, but I have other plans with you. You will not stay with us. You will not stay in your form as a gopi. Take your bath again in Kusum Sarova and stay in Narada Kund. You are my Indasya Bhav. You are another relationship with me. I request you to stay there and compose a treatise, a work on bhakti. That is my request. Narada Muni beheld the beautiful darshan of the Lord. He was touched in his heart. He was fainting, and he did as the Lord wanted, and he went back to Kusum Sarova, This time he took a bath in the southeast corner and went to Narada, to a Kund nearby, and he wrote about bhakti. And in his work, he gave a definition of bhakti, a definition which came from his own experience. Would you like to know Narada Muni's definition of bhakti? Why? I think because you have to learn to do this also. It's an instruction for you, how you should be.
I've written it down.
He said, bhakti is a thirst for Krishna's pastimes and a profound sense of sadness in the absence of this Krishna's pastimes, this consciousness of Krishna. Baladev Vidyabhushana has also defined bhakti as a thirst. My dear devotees, are you thirsty? We spoke about asha, hope, or we spoke about eagerness. It's all the same thing. Here it's thirst. This is the sign of a bhakta, of a devotee, a thirst. When you are thirsty, you don't want anything else than water. You can experience it when you are out in Govardhan and you make Govardhan parikrama. You walk and walk and walk, and every water wala or pani wala has already sold his Kinsley water or Bisleri water, and the last stretch is ahead of you and you are thirsty. At that time someone can offer you a garland. You say, I can't drink your flowers. Can you just please give me some water? This would be more appropriate. Thirst is such a thing. When you don't have any water, the water becomes as important to you as life. And this, my dear devotees, we have to learn when we are in Vrindavan. I know it is difficult in Vrindavan town. Vrindavan town has really become a huge place. It is overwhelming sometimes to see so many devotees. And unfortunately for some, it has become a place of distraction. So many things go on in Vrindavan, so many concerns, so many things, and the emails, and the ooh, and the oh, and the how are you, and how is your health, and all this talk. But coming to Vrindavan is really about confronting our thirst, the thirst of the soul, which is only quenched when we are coming in contact with Krishna in some ways or another. I would like to now, towards the end, say what this phrase in some way or other means. Krishna has many treasures which he gives, and from his treasure box there is one treasure which he considers the most valuable treasure. It's his holy name. In this material world, the holy name and the soul are the only two spiritual factors. Everything else is composed out of matter. And the idea is of Krishna, of our sadhana, to somehow join the soul with the holy name. Now, in between the soul and the holy name, so that they can't be joined so nicely, is our ignorance and our attachments to the material world. And the whole idea is to learn to practice contacting the holy name in such a way that it can blaze away, or blaze away, it's not an English word, it can burn our material attachments. See, here's the soul. It's still a little bit with fire. There's a hope in the soul. And here's the big fire, the holy name of Krishna. Now you must dance, you must come in contact with the holy name. It must be joined. It's very, very important. My dear devotees, you have not joined the holy name when you are not enlivened and enthusiastic by the holy name. When you join the two things, you will know immediately some symptoms come. The fire of material miseries stop. The consciousness or heart becomes purified. That means you become relieved immediately. You will know, you will have knowledge how to proceed, what are your next steps in your spiritual life. This is what happens when the spark joins the fire of the holy name. So I would like to say, towards the end of this class, my dear devotees who have come here to Vrindavan in the hopes of meeting Krishna, you are very, very rare souls. You are alive with an asha, with a hope. Please now take care as you either continue to stay in Vrindavan or if you go back into your home places, that you can somehow or other meet Krishna in the holy names. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the first introduction to the conditioned souls. It is Krishna and the holy name. Krishna will say, let me introduce myself. I am a cowherd boy with a great, with so many treasures in my treasury, which I want to give to you. In other words, the chanter will see, wow, here I'm at the right place. I must go deeper into this chanting. I must learn more and more and more and more to chant my rounds. I must increase quality. I must see that this avidya and anattas which cover me are moving aside. And I must beg more than anything, beg, beg for the mercy of the holy name. It's called the Naam Kripa. At such a time, my dear devotees, when you start to cry and beg for the mercy, only then this mercy is given. If you are still distracted, or if you have placed your hope somewhere else, if you are still moving all over with your mind, then it is a little bit difficult. But it is easy in the holy name and holy dharma, and I have an invitation. Today, I have already spoken with Madhava Prabhu on the telephone. It works even in Vrindavan, this little monster things, the telephones. Today we will do a Damodar Rastakam, and afterwards chanting, so much chanting. And because we have the hope that this is the